Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. U.S. Open Golf Championship taking place at Pebble Beach. The leader at 5 under par through 15 is Ricky Fowler. If you had to pick the best player in the world to not have won a major yet, his name would be in the conversation within seconds. Well, he's been brilliant so far in round one. Tiger Woods does not go for 2 hours. He will tee at 5:09 Eastern Time, exactly 2 hours from now. Tomorrow, John Urschel is going to join us on the show. Phil Steele tomorrow, and the King on the show tomorrow.
That's a trifecta right there. I don't care what anyone says.
And then I'm out of here quickly. I've got to go to Williamsport. We're back to the baseball season.
Police escort will be there right there on the edge of 99.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried. I usually, if when I do the show, I can usually get there by 6:20. And I'm talking about just normally. Get there at 6:20. We're on at 6:50. It's fine. Got plenty of time, and I, you know, to be honest with you, I'm all prepped and ready because it's the opening game. But then again, I have all the football games prepped for the year, and I already have all the basketball games prepped for the year. So, I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking. You like to get all that out of the way, so when it's baseball season and time to turn on the mic at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park, you're ready to go.
Well, it's more than that. It's just, you know, there's a lot of little things that you want to put in to your chart. Well, this is the time of the year I can put the little things in. Yeah, little things such as, you know, height, weight, hometown, career high, career long. How many, you know, that's in football and basketball. How many double figure games? How many double-figure rebound games, 20-point games. You can do all that research now with no pressure of having a game at the end of the week. Now, obviously, this is a week where I have a game at the end of the week, but it's baseball. But when I get to football and basketball season, now it's, okay, how do you handle football basketball season? Well, football basketball season, by doing this work ahead of time, now I get to, you know, let's say pit week three. Well, at that point, I've got everything set. Now I have to update. You know, did your career high change? Did you get a 100-yard rushing game? Did you get a 200-yard passing game? And you can just now start going through and just revising the numbers that you have. Right, and that's why if you can do it with, in other words, no time pressure, not really pressure, but there's no time pressure, and I know what the schedule is. Now, football, everybody knows what the schedule is, so that's no problem. I can tell you the schedule for next year. Everybody can. Just go online and look. Basketball, though, I do know what the schedule is because I talk to Pat, I talk to Ross Condon, and I say, hey, look, in the end, you know, what does Penn State have this year, right? And they'll tell me. They may not have specific dates on some of them, but, you know, in other words, when they announced, I had everything done for football at the end of April, and I think by the second week of May, I had everything done in basketball except for Georgetown and Wake Forest. Even though I guessed that they were going to be the two games, the Gavitt games and the ACC Challenge, guessing, and, you know, you don't want to waste your time. But, yeah, I do all that stuff ahead of time. Then it's time, you know, let's face it, now you get into a game, you get into a season, Penn State fourth game plays Maryland. Well, there may be a freshman now that's playing, so you got to put the freshman on there. Somebody may have got hurt, you got to move them down, somebody else beat out somebody else, but you can do, that's like seven or eight moves that you make on your chart. Everything else is like according to Hoyle. That's why I do it at this time of the year. I mean, doing it the week of, man, to me, doing it the week of means you're behind. So that's why I do it that way. Yeah, it's... and there's another part, too. Also, if I get asked about some of these teams, well, guess what? I can talk about it. Because I've already done the work. It's on, you know, it helps me in speaking engagements. It helps me on the show. So there's actually some domino effect to it that can be a real plus. All right. So we updated the U.S. Open tonight. It's Golden State and Toronto. Can Toronto do what the St. Louis Blues did last night, win their first ever championship? I thought the Blues were the better team throughout the series, with the exception of one game. That was the one game that the Bruins blew them out 7-2. I think all the other games, even the games two of the games St. Louis lost, I kind of felt like they were the better team.
How about that rookie goaltender last night, Jordan Bennington? I mean, he started the season with a farm club. He was just making save after amazing save. I think the save of the series happened, I want to say it was well over halfway through the third period. He was almost like his legs splitting on one side. The puck touched the padding on one of the legs, and was able to keep the goal from going in one of the corners.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
No, he played really well. And Tuukka Rask has been outstanding the entire series. Awesome. In fact, he was awesome the entire playoff. And last night, was he at his best? No. Let's give Bennington credit. I mean, he got pulled in that 7-2 game. He got pulled in that game. But you know what? That kid played really, really well all the way through. And now I understand why O'Reilly got the Conn Smythe Trophy. Every time he turned around, he was scoring the key goal. And he scored last night, too. I think he scored in four straight games. So, all right. So, and then Golden State tonight. Kevin Durant did have surgery on his torn Achilles, in all likelihood out for all of next season. I think he has handled himself so well through all this, with a lot of class. And hopefully there's some people that are, you know, maybe giving him some credit here. He put himself out there. He wanted to win. He wanted to play.
I will say this about Drake, though. Drake kind of rubs people the wrong way. It's this series is all about Drake.
We're talking about Drake.
But he showed, you would have thought that was one of the Raptors that went down and had to get carried off the court there on Monday night. And he showed a lot of compassion. And although I think patting Kevin Durant on the back as he was walking out, I think that was a little too over the top. But he is quite the fan, and shows his emotions on his sleeve and lets it out there for the world to see. But to his credit, it's like, yeah, man, we'd like to win this game, but let's win with against a team that has everybody there available to play.
Drake? All right. Great. Drake.
Drake.
It's not like Penn State basketball doesn't have their guy. Shep Garner's cousin there.
Flava Flav.
Yeah, Flav. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you about the Vegas tournament, right?
Yeah.
And we're out at the Vegas tournament, and we had to take a red eye back that would left at, I don't know, I think it left at like 1 in the morning on December 24th, so now it's Christmas Eve. So we're at the arena, we're going to go right to the airport, it's like 12:15. And Flava Flav comes on the bus, and he wishes all of us Merry Christmas and shakes all our hands. And I thought to myself, you haven't lived until you were wish Merry Christmas on Christmas Eve by Flava Flav. I am living now. Right after a victory over Kent State. That was right after victory over Kent State, because Penn State played Colorado in the semifinals, lost by one. So when we had Tad Boyle in the show, what that reference was to. That's the first time I met Tad. Obviously, who's out there, can't be any nicer. But
and they're in the bus. First time you met Flava Flav.
Oh no, I'd met Flava Flav before. Oh,
okay,
I had met Flava Flav before. But there really is, it's Christmas Eve. You're going to take a red eye back. There's just nothing like being wished Merry Christmas on Christmas Eve. Albeit 1 hour deep into the day. A technicality, but an accurate one. By Flava Flav. Wow.
So off the top, what year was that? Do you know?
That would be December 2015 off the top of my head.
Okay. The only reason why I was asking, I'm trying to remember if... because he had a reality show on VH1 called Flavor of Love. And it started back in 2006.
Are you asking whether I was going to be in the show or not?
No, I was just curious if anyone on the bus, it's like, hey, you picked her on Flavor of Love?
I'll be honest.
Kind of like his version of The Bachelor.
he was with the group Public Enemy.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
That is absolutely right. Yes.
All right. So I'm on a plane coming back from Notre Dame in the early 90s? Public Enemy would have been in the early 90s, right?
That's right. Yep. Yeah. He and Chuck D and Fight the Power. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. Favorite Black Planet. Yep. Big in the 90s.
Yep. So I get on the plane, and these guys with the black jackets and the red lettering on it to say Public Enemy on it. And they're sitting literally right in back of me. And you know one of those mini baseball bats that you get at a baseball game? And you can buy them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, and I'm on the aisle seat, and Kerry Trout was sitting next to me. And all of a sudden, boom, I get hit on the top of the head. I'm like, oh, jeez. What the heck was that? I just kind of glanced back. I didn't say anything. Right? And then, because whomever it was, I don't know who it was. It may have been Flava Flav. It may have been Chuck D. I don't know. I mean, don't look at me. Right? I get hit again. And there were kids back there. And I think he was just trying to make a point to the kids. He was not trying to be a jerk here. He was quite the opposite. But he hits me in the head again. I don't say, no, I mean, let's face it. These are all accidents. Right? So then, 30 seconds later, whack, I get whacked in the head again. And I got up and boom, I grabbed the bat and I said, look, you've hit me in the head 3 times. I said, you hit me in the head 1 more time. I said, I'll be the biggest enemy you got in this plane. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Oh, geez. I feel awful. I thought it was they hit the seat. I said, no, you hit me in the head three times. I said, I don't have a lot of brain power to spare, which then he laughed because I deliberately said that to kind of like, you know, they laughed. And I said, I said, it's okay. It's all right. My head was sore the rest of that trip. I was like, because I got hit in the head three times. First time was no big deal. The last two were hard, but they're all accidents. It was no big deal. They're all accidents. Yeah, there you go. Nothing like it. Then years later, who would have thought that I'd be announcing Flava Flav's cousin playing Penn State basketball in Madison Square Garden? He has no idea what happened on the plane that day. That was you? Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. What other sports talk show in America has info about Flava Flav? On News Radio 1070 WKOK. Eagle 107 tomorrow at 1:15 airtime, 1:30 first pitch at Sealands Grove. Takes on Beaver for the state championship in Quad A baseball. We're all looking forward to that tomorrow. And also to the brilliant work of Ron Moyer, who has no idea what he's in for. Ron, just do your job. Don't worry about it. We'll try and control the other guy. Hey, so far, I mean, this is a state championship baseball game.
Huge.
Yeah, huge, no doubt.
Thing ain't better than this.
Hey, you would think that you know who is scaling Olympus. So a lot of problems. Just settle down. We're the only broadcast unit that's going to be up there. We're going to have to give the guy that is there a paper bag just to like before the game. He's more nervous than the players are. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about him, aren't you?
According to what Coach Brent told us yesterday, relaxed bunch of guys, keeping it very chill, very low-key, and very light and loose. But, as for the broadcast booth, we're hoping for the same thing.
Well, Moyer's calm as can be. He's great.
Yep. Ray will crush it tomorrow.
I mean, Ray will be awesome. He's all set. He's I mean, the other one's doing deep breathing exercises, trying to get himself mentally prepared. He's doing something about it. He's got to focus. I mean, it's like if the ball's outside, it's a 1-2 count. Now it's 2-2. I mean, how much focus do you need? we have fun with him. He'll do a great job tomorrow.
And thanks to all of our sponsors, too. We've had quite a few jumping on board here in the last 24, 30 hours, and we decided to hit the ground running with the game and could not have done it without them. So we look forward to working with them tomorrow as we get through the broadcast and get our boys home with the state title.
How exciting is this? You don't get many opportunities like this. Well, here's the opportunity. You do it, they will always call you champion. Meanwhile, back in the digital media office, the pacing continues. I'm more concerned about him than I am about the Sealands Grove players.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
You know, I just realized there's a huge dilemma tomorrow.
What's cooking there, Chief?
Well, here's a guy that's done shikalame his entire career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like pro Braves, really supporting the coaches, really supporting the kids.
Correctamundo.
And who happens to be their biggest rival?
Oh, that's right. Across the river.
And now, out of nowhere, he now has to become the hired gun. You think of all those Shikellamy Selinsgrove games he's done. Let's be honest, Bob. How many times have you ever rooted for Selinsgrove? Now, out of nowhere. I wonder what's going to take, how much he's going to have to force himself to, like, be one of the crowd. That's a dilemma, if you thought. I mean, Ray Moore is no problem. He's a pro. But have you thought about that?
Well, yeah. You can't wake up one morning and all of a sudden, you know, convert from a Braves fan to a Seals fan.
I mean, suddenly out of nowhere.
I mean, like, I know a lot of people grew up in the Valley living in either Sunbury or Selinsgrove, and now they live in the other town across the river. I mean, that's yeah. happened. That's happened a lot.
Yeah. Hey, suddenly out of nowhere, it's like, go Seals, go. I don't know. This is a dilemma. It's really, it would be like Ohio State playing for the national championship and they ask me to do the game. I'm sorry, but I feel there has to be some sort of standard.
Draw the line somewhere, right? That's the line?
It's got some sort of deal here.
Well, keep in mind, remember Selinsgrove Little League? They were, you know, they were in the deep end of the postseason a couple of Julys ago, and he called a couple of state playoff games when they were in the state tournament. They were playing that out near Wilkes-Barre a couple summers ago.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of complaints because he was rooting for the other team. So, like, he just couldn't get himself to. Old habits are hard to break. I mean, name one Shikellamy Selinsgrove broadcast where he was pro Selinsgrove.
I think he calls it down the middle. I think he does. He makes the broadcast as professional as possible, whether it's football or basketball.
Are you listening to yourself right now?
I think when the ball is kicked or when the first pitch is put in play.
Hey, Pinocchio. I know you're trying to defend him here, but I'm making a point. We got a problem here. Jeez, I miss Harry. All right, so.
If you think of it, though, there could be one Friday night a year where there would be a dilemma. Where does he live?
Oh, Danville.
Sure. Who does Schick play once a year?
Danville.
Sure.
I mean, now he's only caring about the tax money, so there really was no.
Was it raised? Did it go up? Was that in the news?
All he knows, I asked him about it one day, and I felt it was the single most confusing answer I've ever heard. It's like Jamie almost drove off the road. Oh my goodness.
Oh. Yeah, 30 seconds into that commercial break, he had a very clear-cut answer at that point.
30 seconds?
30 seconds into the...
Took him that long to think of it?
He finally, the fog cleared it, that time span.
It's your life. You know how you voted. What the heck are you talking about? It took that long. Well, it's going to be... This is... I'll be honest with you. I know nothing about the team from Beaver. Nothing. I mean, the only two teams in this tournament that I even know anything about would be Selinsgrove and Redland. Redland, this is the Little League. Remember the team that won the Little League championship?
That's right.
Redland?
They've grown up.
They grew up. Guess what? They're still winning. They came to a Penn State football practice when they were in the Little League World Series. They come to the Penn State football practice. And so James has one of them kick a field goal. Okay. The kid drilled it down the middle. They were like, looking at each other like, what are you doing Saturday? Doing anything Saturday? I mean, you're only 12. Yeah, so yeah, we met all those kids. We met all those kids. We met their coaches. Whole deal. Nice group of people. They're playing for the state championship. Welcome back. They grew up. And the softball championship is started today, as did baseball. Well, there's a big story in softball tomorrow, too, but it's the exact same time as the Sealands Grove game around here. Baldy Galeria, which is in Wingate, which is 15 miles from here, they're playing for the state championship over at Nittany Lions Softball Park, but that also is a 1:30 start. So for those of you driving in from Sealands Grove, just keep in mind, there's a couple things to keep in mind tomorrow. One, the Nittany Lions Softball Park, they're going to have to probably shoehorn people in because that will be filled. That'll be filled because of the proximity of Baldy Galeria. Number two, remember, it's a Friday. It's a work day here. So the ability to park, I mean, you'll be able to find areas to park, but I'm just saying, just keep it in mind that, you know, they're going to have to, you know, that like paved lots and things like that. You got a lot of people parked in the paved lots because you still have the first 6 week session going on for Penn State, and you also have people that do park for their job. Now, that area south of Beaver Stadium and the south side, they'll be parking there. There's no doubt about that. They'll be parking there because there aren't as many students here as in a normal session. So that means there will be more space there. But just keep that in mind. Also, most people will probably take 45 or 192 over. There would be no occasion for anybody to consider taking 322, right? Sean, there wouldn't be anybody who would consider that. Because Potter's Mills is a mess right now.
Yeah.
In fact, starting on Monday, Potter's Mills is going to be delayed because they're moving power lines. It's going to be 2 weeks starting Monday. So from the 17th of June through July 1, backups are going to be 1 to 2 hours through that area. Now, that's not this weekend, obviously. It's not tomorrow. But there wouldn't be anybody. Now, you might find some people that, if you're coming in on 45, there might be a little more traffic because some people are avoiding Potter's Mills by taking 144 and they're taking 45. I'm just trying to warn everybody about a couple things. Just build in some extra time coming in tomorrow. You don't have to as much, obviously. Because, for example, school in Penns Valley's out. My daughter teaches in the Penns Valley district, so I know they're out. So you don't have to worry about, you know, school buses, anything like that. You know, that's not going to be an issue. Just come in and have a good time. Oh, and if you want to get something to eat, don't go on North Atherton Street. I mean, I swear that
they're repaving that one block at a time.
We're waiting for them to repave anything on it. I mean, my goodness. I mean, the people over at Midas are like, nah, take your time. In fact, we just ordered 50,000 more pairs of shocks. Okay? North Atherton's a mess. I said to somebody at PennDOT, I said, you do know August 31st is a game, right? Oh, yeah.
It just makes you wonder how much more road they got to carve up and more pipe they got to put underneath. It's like, man, it just doesn't stop.
I don't know where they're going with that next.
Yeah.
I have no idea. None of us know. But, look, just come on in, have a good time. Watch the Seals win. I know Ray Moore will be happy if they do.
Hey, sun's up tomorrow morning at 5:30. Get an early start.
No, I wouldn't go that early.
Well, it's not like the fall where a lot of people are traveling to get to their football tailgate destination spot, and it's still dark when they leave on Saturday morning for a noon kick.
Hey, look, we're not going to Ocean City here, okay? So, you'll be all right. And, of course, we want to thank all the sponsors, because when something like this happens, you don't know going in. Whether your team's going to get there. I mean, they get to the semifinal, and you don't know. So now they win. You find out the game time. It turns out it's Friday at 1:30. And now our staff did a great job of getting the word out there, and the response by our sponsors has been great.
Yep, we're pushing close to 24 sponsors in a little less than 30 hours' work from our sales department. So kudos to them, and thanks to everybody for jumping on board.
I mean, fabulous. And that will be tomorrow. 1:15 will be the airtime. I mean, I don't have to do anything. You and I already did the pregame show for him.
That's right. He hasn't asked me for it, though. But it's available if he needs it.
Have you heard his pregame shows?
I was waiting for him to bounce his introduction script off of me. He goes, I have my open. I've been waiting for that today, and I haven't heard that yet. Sometimes, if it's a... primo five-star matchup, he'll like to get a second set of ears just to hear how it sounds.
Yeah, but Shikalimi's not involved. Again, we go back to that. We go back to what I perceive as to be an unspoken issue.
By the way, if you haven't picked it up yet, download our new and improved Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Compared to our old one, this has better sound, fresh features. So if you still have the old app, bag it, delete it, get rid of it. Go to either Google Play, Apple Podcast, or the Apple App Store and search Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and download it. Then all you do is tap stations and choose Eagle 107, and we'll be good to go there for you tomorrow at 1:15. So that is and for people that are out of the area, Seals fans that are no longer in the area, maybe out of state, let them know.
Absolutely.
Got a game tomorrow. They can tune in. Of course, streaming to eagle107.com.
Is there a game before that tomorrow? Now, being a 1:30 start, is there an 11:30 game tomorrow?
Good question.
Now, I'm only asking because, what if it goes extra innings? And then at that point, we've got all sorts of nerves. Let's see what we got here. Naturally, I went to PIAA Baseball. The last announcement was April 29th. Yeah, that really works.
Perfect.
That's a nice website. Okay, let's see here.
So you mentioned Redland a little bit ago. They were supposed to play Lampeter Strasburg tonight at 7, and that's the Class 5A title game. That's now going to be played tomorrow night, 7:30, also at Medlar Field.
Okay. Tomorrow. Okay, the six A baseball championships at 10:30 tomorrow. Okay, 4A's at 1:30. That's 3 hours. Yeah, so that'll work out. Okay, that'll work out. So they've got a 3 hour. They did a nice job. They built a 3 hour gap in between games here, so that should not be an issue at all. And look, you have to work, or you have to travel someplace tomorrow. We'll have the game for you, and believe me, they'll do a great job tomorrow. In fact, I walked by the digital media office, and I can hear in the background, and Seal and Grove leads. I mean, it's hard for him to say, because of all the Shikalimi experience. Seal and Grove's winning. He's had to practice it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just concerned. It's not natural for him. He'll do a great job. All right. But again, it's like Michigan makes the national championship game. Steve, can you do it? Yeah, sure. Take a knee, Shea Patterson. Back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Father's Day normally means a new tie, a pair of socks. If Dad is really lucky, maybe some new golf balls.
Well, Sunbury Motors is honoring Dads with the Father of All Sales. SMC has 125 new trucks with savings up to 16 grand. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling vehicle for 42 consecutive years.
And one is sold every 29 seconds.
SMC has 2019 F-150s from $25,904. Plus, there's 0% financing for up to 72 months on 2019 F-150s. There's 16 of the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger 4x4s in both extended and crew cabs, starting as low as $34,870. And Sunbury Motors needs your old truck, so they'll give you the most money for your truck trade, period. It's the father of all sales going on now. So hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Yeah, that no matter what the change is, Sealant's Grove still stays at 1:30 tomorrow. So, you know, they've had to, I think this sounds like it's going to be a game now at 7:30 at night tomorrow. Because, I mean, it rained here all morning. Like, that field drains really, really well, really, really well. But it rained here all day. So, and I think they're expecting a few more showers tonight. Tomorrow is going to be beautiful. I mean, there is no issue here whatsoever tomorrow with weather. So, in fact, if I were you and you're going to the game at a 1:30 game in the afternoon, if you can get yourself on the first base side, do it, because that's the side that that has the shade. Okay? So that, you know, just a helpful hint there. If you're not on that side, make sure you bring some sunblock with you. It's going to be sunny tomorrow and really, really nice here. Really, it's going to be a beautiful day here for the game tomorrow. So enjoy that. But if you get here early enough and you can get yourself on the first base side, that's the side you want to be on in that ballpark. I'm trying to think, how many games have I done in that ballpark? My goodness.
What, 40-ish games a year for how many years?
I've probably done over 500 games in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, most of them are evening games, but yeah. I've certainly done, you know, but certainly enough afternoon games. That's why I'm just telling you, you want to go and get yourself on the first base side. And, in fact, you know, the higher the row, the better. You'll be in the shade. And that's and remember too, when you're watching it, those are the exact dimensions of PNC Park. 325, 378, 410, 375, or 399, 375, and 329 on the line. The only difference between, and the height of the wall is the same in the whole thing, except in right field. Right field at PNC Park is 21 feet to honor Roberto Clemente. The wall in right field at Medler Field, Lebrona Park, is 18.55 feet high, with the grandstand above it, to honor the fact that Penn State was founded in 1855. That's the only difference between that and PNC Park. And it, you know, for those who haven't been there, you'll love it. And you will love it. And temperature-wise tomorrow, temperature, you're talking 69 degrees tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Gorgeous. Here, the problem is that there's lightning near here. You know, you're talking about why games, PIAA games, are delayed today, Sean. Believe it, we've had rain. It stopped. It cleared for a while. It was sunny. Now we actually have lightning within 10 miles of the parks. That's the issue you're running into right now here. Now, that's today. Tomorrow, that is no issue. So if you can't get yourself on the first base side, bring some sunblock. And then enjoy it and root your team on to victory. And if you can't make it, Eagle 107 with Kevin and Ray, 1:15 tomorrow.
1:30 is the first pitch. Stuff like this doesn't happen very often. When it does, it's really exciting, isn't it? Let's see. Closest lightning strike last 30 minutes to the Sunbury Motor Studio. 6.8 miles. You wonder why they're delaying things here. All right, today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.